So the first question I want to ask you is, who are some of your early blues influences when you were first starting out?
Well, I grew up in South Louisiana, where there was a lot of old blues that you could hear, the classics and, you know, Muddy Waters and all that kind of stuff. But we also had a real strong New Orleans music influence. And so really most of my earliest stuff came from out of the, you know, Fats Domino, Lloyd Price, Benny Spellman, and Ernie Cato, kind of the New Orleans hit makers,
Sure.
plus Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis.
So, when did you actually start playing piano?
Well, my grandmother played piano, and she's the one who started me going to piano lessons.
So I know you've worked with Irma Thomas quite a few times.
Yeah.
What's it like working with her? Someone, you know, who you've admired for so long.
Well, I have admired her since I first saw her when I was 13 in New Orleans. I love Irma. I love and admire Irma. She's been my greatest consistently, you know, lifelong influence in many ways. And her singing, her songs, her demeanor, her, you know, her whole career and everything about her has been a strong influence on me and remains so. And it's really a joy to have been able to work with her and get to know her and consider her a friend.
That's wonderful. So is there anybody else who you've really liked that you either wish you can perform with or wish you could have performed with?
Well, I don't know. I had many influences. I over the years, in covering music and other people's music, Etta James is somebody whose music I've always loved, and, you know, just a unique one-of-a-kind voice who other people can do her songs, can do them like Etta. And for a songwriter, I was heavily influenced by Alan Toussaint out of New Orleans, who wrote so many of those New Orleans hits that I enjoyed. And
He was a fantastic songwriter and performer as well.
yes, both. And so he was really about my strongest songwriting influence. And I did get to know him and perform with him. So that was really a highlight of my career.
So I know you were inducted into the Austin City Limits Hall of Fame last year. How did that feel?
Well, amazing. What a thrill and an honor. And once again, you know, Irma came. They asked me who I wanted to have on the show with me. And Irma was the first name that came up. And she came along with Tracy Nelson, who was another singer hero of mine when I was starting out. And we've gotten to be friends. And we recorded that Sing It record together with Irma. And so we all got together. And plus Lou Ann Barton from Austin, with whom I recorded as well. And all my girlfriends. I really have enjoyed working with a lot of my women peers and friends. And now there's a whole younger generation in Austin of musicians in general, and women in particular, who we work together. We work as musicians together. We work as do-gooders with our little nonprofits together. And it's a great community here. Well, there's a lot of differences. There are some similarities, but there are a lot of differences. And with Louisiana, the rhythm has always been the defining thing. It's not a simple 12-bar blues shuffle bass. It's more complex than that. It's got more rhythmic variety to it. You know, all that stuff out of New Orleans has a bounce to it.
Yeah.
Another great influence and favorite of mine is Slim Harpo.
Oh,
And,
absolutely.
you know, he's a guitar player, but, you know, he rocked. He had this rhythmic thing that he would set up. And so I think that when I talk about Louisiana music or what I do, I say it's rhythm and blues. It's not really just blues. It's
Sure.
rhythm and blues, and the emphasis is on the rhythm.
I think it helps probably with the mix of all the cultures you have down there, specifically in New Orleans, right?
Yes, and all across Louisiana. And then, you know, that line, that Texas-Louisiana state line, is really not a wall, so to
Right.
speak, thank goodness. You know, there's a serious flow all the way across that, and I don't really recognize a barrier, a musical or any other way. Cajuns go from east of New Orleans to west of Houston, and their music, our music goes with them.